And we're joined on the line this morning from Elyria City Schools, Amy Higgins, talking about Hidden in Plain Sight. Amy, we've heard about this at other schools, but it's coming to Elyria tomorrow evening at the Performing Arts Center. Talk about what you know about this here.
Hi there. How are you?
All right.
Good. Yes, we are happy to be a host of Hidden in Plain Sight. It is actually created by the Bath and Copley Police Departments, and it's an interactive display that lets parents come in and essentially walk through a mock bedroom of a typical young person. And they're amidst the clutter of the clothing on the floor and the vanity items and things of that nature are more than 150 items out in the open in the space that could be indicators of risky behavior. The program starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, and it starts right away with what they call snoop and search, which is what I just described. So parents and adults can come and take their time walking through that space and looking at the different items and trying to determine what might be a sign of something that could be a potential problem. The program proceeds after that with a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation, and discussion. And the subject matter is about substance abuse, underage drinking, eating disorders, relationship concerns, sexual activity, anything that might be an indicator of risky behavior. That it's an awareness program. It's something that is for adults only, though. It is not a program for families or children. But it is a lengthy program, so we expect that it will go until at least 8 o'clock. And we encourage parents and adults to come when they can. So if they can't get there right at 6, it's okay. Just come when you can. It's free, it's a public service.
Grandparents, too, I imagine. Any caregivers for kids as well?
Yes, any caregivers and just anybody. You don't necessarily have to have children in the home or young people in the home to have an interest in coming. It's such a topic of the news and a public health crisis with the heroin and substance abuse problem in the communities that you may just have an interest in learning more about it or, if you share a home with other adults, it's just good information.
Does this also give suggestions on how to deal with issues if you find some of these items that you might see in this presentation?
Yes, the PowerPoint does offer a full scope of, indicators, but also discussions of strategies and then as well as discussion opportunity at the end.
It's called Hidden in Plain Sight, an awareness program for parents and other adults. It's going on Tuesday evening, beginning at 6, but as Amy says, you can kind of just get there when you can because you'll be able to come and look. So they're actually going to walk through this bedroom situation then up close. So you'll be able to see things that you're probably familiar with, stepping over clothes, looking at stuffed animals, seeing a vanity with all sorts of different items on them that I guess is, as the title says, you wouldn't assume these things were associated with any kind of risky behavior.
Exactly. Yes, exactly indicated by the title. And I think that's there. I think what's so special about this program is it was created by police officers. And they deal with this on a regular basis. And they created this to be a resource for families. So and it is unique in that it is interactive, and it's not just a photo on a PowerPoint. You're right. People can actually come in, look around, step over things, touch things, and they'll see things that they would possibly see in their own home. That it's not necessarily indicating that there is a problem, but it's just something to be aware of and something that they'll want to watch.
Just to keep it in their mind, because sometimes, parents will look through things. If you look through drawers and you find certain things that are obvious, that might be related to some other behavior, but some of these things have sort of benign purposes, but they might also be used in some other other way.
I think that's absolutely the truth. There is things that, you know, to an average person may just be, for instance, a cleaning agent or a some kind of inhaler or spray, some kind of, you know, spray cleaner or something of that nature. Those are, you know, things that maybe you wouldn't necessarily find in a bedroom. And so that's what they're trying to point out to people is, you know, if you, those types of things or different things like that, just, it could be an indicator that a conversation is necessary.
Who's bringing this to the school? Who's sort of said, hey, we should bring them in? Or is there parts of the school that, you know, this is the kind of an area that they focus on, well-being of their children outside of the classroom?
Well, you may recall that a couple years ago, the school district, along with our local first responders, created a video on heroin addiction. And that video became very popular. We used it as an education tool in our district for our students and staff. And it became used then in other school districts also, and in other first responder agencies across Ohio, but also across the nation. It was something that we did with our local first responders because we saw a need in our own community for education. Any police officer will tell you, and you know, one of my favorite people to work with on any of these projects is Detective Mailing from the Warren County Sheriff Department. And I know he was on your show one time. But no matter, he will tell you, no matter what they're doing, the advances that they're making in trying to stop the epidemic, it isn't working. They're coming, of course, they're able to respond quickly when there's an overdose or something, and they can reverse the effects with medication, but it doesn't stop the numbers from going up. And so the first responders have said the only means to stopping the epidemic is prevention by education. And so that's what we've been trying to do. And so this hidden in plain sight fits right in with the steps that we've already taken to try to offer educational resources for our families on heroin and other dangerous drugs.
And again, it's coming up Tuesday evening at the Elyria High School Performing Arts Center. It begins at 6 o'clock, but you can get there, you know, anytime you need to. Just works with your schedule. And then there's the PowerPoint presentation as well. And it'll give people a different insight into opening their teenager's bedroom door when normally they open it a crack and say, time to get up, don't want to step in there because there's so much stuff. This at least gives them an overview of things maybe to look for and just to get a little bit more control of what things might be happening in their child's lives. Amy, we appreciate your time this morning and hopefully get a good turnout at the event tomorrow evening.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time as well.